Hello and good morning. You're listening to Market Minutes. I'm Lavisha Darad. Today is Wednesday, 27th of March, and here are the top things to know before market opens. The benchmark Sensex and Nifty indices are likely to open on a negative note, as trends in the GIFT Nifty indicate a weak start for the broader index with a loss of 44 points. In the previous trading session, the market broke a 3-day winning run and ended lower, with the Nifty hovering around 22,000 amid selling seen in the IT, banking and media sectors. Yesterday, overseas investors turned net buyers after 3 days of selling. Foreign portfolio investors mopped up stocks worth 10 crore rupees, while domestic institutional investors remained net buyers for the sixth day and mopped up equities worth 5,024 crore rupees. Today, the pivot point calculator indicates that the Nifty might face a resistance at 22,056 level, while on the lower side, the index may take immediate support of 21,961 level. Some of the top stocks to watch out in today's trading session are Wipro. After the company transferred entire shareholding of Wipro Holdings UK in the Wipro Gulf LLC to Wipro IT Services UK Societies. Secondly, Sanofi and Cipla announced exclusive distribution partnership to expand reach of central nervous system portfolio in India. Cipla will distribute Sanofi India's 6 CNS products. Thirdly, Avenue Supermarts will grab some limelight in today's trading session. The DMart owner opened 3 new stores at Karimnagar, Narsingi and Surat. The total number of stores as on date stands at 357. Fourthly, Power Grid shares will be in focus as the company successfully commissioned capacity expansion project in southern region. And finally, Walkar shares will grab some limelight as the company raised 480 crore rupees via QIP at an issue price of 517 rupees apiece. So do watch out for these names. Shifting focus to global markets, let's take a look at how they fared. Overnight, US stocks gave up gains in the last hour of the trading session, sending S&P 500 and Dow Jones to the third straight decline as investors await for the personal consumption expenditures data due to be released on Friday. The Federal Reserve's preferred inflation gauge will provide fresh cues about the central bank's rate trajectory going forward. The S&P 500 and Dow Jones fell up to 0.2%, while the tech-heavy Nasdaq Composite Index declined about 0.4%. Dollar too fell overnight as traders awaited fresh catalyst to give clues on Federal Reserve's policy. Meanwhile, most of the Asian Pacific markets rose this morning as investors will assess February inflation numbers from Australia. The S&P 200 index started the day 0.1% higher, while Japan's Nikkei 225 rebounded to climb 0.2% and South Korea's Kospi retreated 0.1%. On the commodities front, oil prices were little changed as investors took a more mixed view toward the loss of Russian refinery capacity after recent Ukrainian attacks. In today's Voice of the Day segment, we have Rahul Malani of Sharekhan by BNP Paribas talking about how investors should approach insurance stocks in the medium to long term after insurance regulator largely kept surrender value for insurance policies unchanged.
IRDA has notified the final guidelines on the product regulations that include guidelines for the revised guaranteed surrender value of life insurance companies. So these final guidelines have relaxed on the guaranteed surrender value limits, which has resulted into negligible impact on the life insurance companies. Earlier, we had estimated around an impact of 140 to 200 basis points on the VNB margins for the private life insurers. So now, this impact would be very negligible, around 20 to 30 basis points. Thus, a big overhang has been cleared for the life insurance companies. However, there is a high risk of other regulatory changes which can impact the profitability for the same. In our view, a corporate tax rate increase could be a overhang over the medium term. Life insurance company has low corporate tax rates, which is around 14.5%, which could normalize to 25%.
That's all from us today. Stay tuned to moneycontrol.com for more news updates. Thank you. Have a great trading day, and we will catch you tomorrow at the same time.